Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
We move now, though, to a story breaking this morning, which tells us there are still significant risks to patient safety at University Hospital Limerick's ED, despite some improvements. It's according to a new HICWA report published today. This unannounced inspection was carried out by HICWA on the 21st of November last year. And for more on this, I'm joined on the line by Paul Cullen, who's health editor with the Irish Times. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining me on this. This is the second time that HICWA have carried out an unannounced inspection at the hospital's ED. Was this the first inspection there since Aoife Johnston died in December of 2022?
Yes, it is. As you mentioned, there was a very critical report by HICWA into the ED back in early 2022, and that occurred before Aoife Johnston's death, and it would appear from what we heard from the inquest evidence last week that not enough had been learned from that report. So this one postdates her tragic death by almost a year, and there is some evidence of improvement, though the main finding is that there are still significant risks to patient safety and a risk of harm for patients in the emergency department.
Right, and it's that's going to cause a lot of worry to people who were very concerned in light of what they heard emerging from the inquest and this report confirming now that the risks still exist.
Yeah, so just to run through, I mean, the figures possibly are won't surprise anybody who's been following this over the last number of years. On the day that the inspectors went in and they were unannounced, there were 32 patients out of the 82 in the emergency department who were admitted but were still waiting for a bed. There were 19 on trolleys, and the ED was found to be non-compliant with most of the standards, three out of the four main standards. For example, half of the patients who'd been there were waiting for more than the standard 9 hours, and in fact, one quarter of them were waiting for more than 24 hours. So although there were improvements in resources, more staff have been employed, and alternate pathways have been worked out in the Midwest to making use of the other options in smaller hospitals in the region, the significant problems still remain, and the report says it's going to take some time before further improvements can fully be made.
Mm-hmm. The report spoke about staff shortages, and we know the fundamental problem is a bed shortage, but the staff shortage is really stark. The figures around that, Paul, 23 nurses short of complement.
Yeah, compared to what's regarded as safe staffing. And this is in spite of a massive increase in staffing in the hospital, more than any other hospital in the last few years. So I think 1,000 additional staff have been appointed to UHL in the last few years. So what I think it points to was, and as you know, in the region, the point is made that the reconfiguration of hospitals in the Midwest was botched around 2008 and the years that followed. And clearly in the years after that, there was this extreme deficit of resources and of staff. Now, and while massive efforts have been made and significant additional staff and resources have been supplied in the last few years, it doesn't seem to be enough. Although whether that's a full explanation for the hospital's problems is a moot point.
What does it say about bed capacity and the solutions that are in train to solve that? They won't go far enough, according to this report.
Yeah, I think the report acknowledges that HICWA acknowledges that there's a mismatch between the number of people who are attending the emergency department. So there was about 80,000 people from around the Midwest who went to that department in 2022. And that's the second highest of all the hospitals in the country. Yet the hospital's capacity is just over 500. It's 536 beds. It's recorded, which is among the lowest of the big hospitals. So in spite of the additional resources being pumped in, HICWA is acknowledging that there is a mismatch that is significantly contributing to the overcrowding problem.
Because we have this 96-bed block that's expected in the first quarter of next year. But is it the report, the HICWA report, that tells us that 44 of those beds, they're just replacement beds, they're not actually going to add anything?
Yeah, it was originally made clear that of the 96 new beds, About half of them would be just replacements, and half of them would be new. I think since then they've managed to bump up the number of new beds in that complement to about, I think it's about 71. So that will be some contribution that we welcome. And then there's another 96 bed block in the planning. Again, that will take a number of years.
And do we have a date for that, for the extra beds, the next block?
I think it's in about... Well, the 71 I mentioned will be soon enough, but then after that, it will be 2 to 3 years before the next.
Yeah, because
we're ready.
Right, so this problem.
So it's clear that that as well as the medium term solution, some form of shorter term approach is needed. And as you probably remember, various crack teams have been sent down to sort out the problem down there from the Department of Health and the HSC, and they don't seem to have made all that much difference. And then the latest of that is occurred this week, where a team has been put together, which includes nurse managers and an emergency department consultant, to run the rule over how the hospital is performing and how it's dealing with its throughput of patients, and see if improvements can be made.
Okay, and that team is already working. It's already started, hasn't it, this week? And they have a four-week period to find solutions. It'll be interesting to see what they can do, given that the bed capacity is the way it is, as we've outlined there. The staffing has increased, but it still seems to be nowhere near it needs to be. What do you expect that team can do?
Well, if you look at the detailed evidence that came out of the inquest last week, I mean, there were serious questions. On the day that Aoife Johnston died, obviously overcrowding was particularly bad, but not particularly unique for the hospital. It set records repeatedly for overcrowding in the ED. For some reason, the full escalation protocol wasn't implemented on that day, and would have to ask how often it is being implemented and why it's not being implemented. In other words, if the emergency department is grossly overcrowded and a huge risk to the patients who are there, why, at least on an emergency basis, the excess number of patients can't be spread more generally around the hospital? That appears to have been happening on the day that this unannounced inspection took place from HICWA. So I think one thing you want to look at is why that. And the second thing is that often solutions first of all, the point that's often made is that the solution to problems in the ED often lies outside the ED, firstly in the hospital, more generally, and I've mentioned that, and then outside the hospital itself in terms of step-down care. And I understand, you know, for example, a new facility is being readied in MENA, which may allow for the quicker discharge of well patients and therefore more beds coming available for people from the ED.
Okay, well, let's see what happens in that four-week period when the support team is in place. Paul, thank you very much. Paul Cullen is health editor with the Irish Times.